The sun is out, the grass is growing, and that can only mean one thing. It's time to mow it down. Visit Weingarten's during our 65th anniversary sale and check out the full line of John Deere power equipment, including EasyTrack zero-turn mowers with unbelievable maneuverability in a high-performance riding mower. This John Deere will reduce your mowing time with speeds of up to 8.5 miles per hour. The John Deere EasyTrack zero-turn riding mowers start at just $28.99 and feature the uniquely shaped edge cutting system, delivering a precise, even cut. At Weingarten's! Weingarten's is celebrating their 65th anniversary now through May 8th with a special Cash for Lawn Equipment Clunkers trade-in program. View all of the 65th anniversary sale deals at Weingarten's.com. When you're ready to mow it down, stop by our locations in Utica and Farmington Hills. Weingarten's! Weingarten's!
Can I get your name? Next. Can I get your name? Next.
Ah, the coffee house. The lines. The lingo. The cost. Why not try a better way and add your flavor with Coffee Mate? With 25 delicious flavors to choose from, like Italian sweet cream and vanilla caramel, all at a fraction of the cost of the coffee house, the possibilities are endless. So add your flavor with Coffee Mate Creamer from Nestle.
This is Terry Foster. Now back to Ernie Harwell's 2002 final broadcast here on 97.1 The Ticket.
So nothing now. Toronto in the lead. And Rodney takes over for the Tigers to try to stop it at just one run.
Well, here's a young man, Ernie, that I know the Tigers are looking to have a bright future. Got a good fastball. They asked him to go to the minor leagues and work on some movement on his pitches and changing speeds. And who knows what's in store for him in the future. But now let's pause quickly and let our stations along our Tiger network identify them.
WXYT, AM/FM HD, Detroit. CBS radio station.
97.1. And this call of the pen, Ernie, I tell you, brought to you by AT&T Wireless.
All right, here we go. 1-0 Toronto. They've got a man at first and a man at second. One man down in the eighth inning. That's the task ahead of Fernando Rodney, the right-hander. Pitching to the center fielder, Vernon Wells. And the right-hand batter takes an inside fastball, ball one. Well, it was scoreless until here in the eighth inning. A leadoff single by Berg, a pop-up in foul territory off the bat of Huckabee. Then a single by Stewart sent Berg to third, and he scored on Hinsky's a single over third base. Right-hander ready again now. And delivers, and Wells takes inside again. Outfield is almost straight up on him. The infield and double play depth. Wells has had a single in three turns. He got the first hit. A single with two out in the opening inning. Now the pitch on the way. There's a ground ball hit the third. Truby makes one of those stops. So to second, one. That's all they'll get. Another great play by Truby to keep that ball from going into left field. And it'll take away a potential run for the Blue Jays. They'll end up with runners at first and third and two down. No chance for the DP, Mr. Price, on that one.
No, sir. Good play by Chris, as you said, Ernie.
Well, it looks like we're going to get a pitching change. We're going to the left-hander in the bullpen. Mr. Pujols has made his decision. And as they make the switch, let's tune in on these messages.
The sun is out, the grass is growing, and that can only mean one thing. It's time to get it done. Come by Weingarten's during our 65th anniversary sale and see the complete lineup of Honda power equipment products, sure to make any at-home job easier. First up, Honda offers lawnmowers that can switch from mulching to bagging at the flip of a lever. Next, we have tillers that are lightweight, powerful, and portable. And don't forget, Honda generators set the standard in quietness and reliability. During the 65th anniversary sale, purchase a Honda lawnmower and receive a free one-year warranty extension. Weingarten's is celebrating their 65th anniversary now through May 8th with a special Cash for Lawn Equipment Clunkers trade-in program. View all of the 65th anniversary sale deals at Weingarten's.com. When you're ready to get it done, stop by our locations in Utica, Farmington Hills, Cedar Springs, and Clarkston.
Weingarten's, Weingarten's, everything from lawn to snow. There are some people out there who like things tough, like wrestling an angry gator into submission before it rips your face off, or building that split-level internet-equipped treehouse for the kids. The following message is not for them. This is all about easy, as in growing grass with Scott's Easy Seed. Easy Seed is the amazing goof-proof way to grow grass where you never have before. Dense shade, high traffic, harsh sun, anywhere. That's because Easy Seed is everything you need to grow grass successfully. It's a special mix of Scott's premium grass seed, starter fertilizer, and super absorbent growing material that expands to protect the seed and keep it moist. Just spread it, wet it, and watch it grow. You give it sunshine and water, and Scott's guarantees it'll grow anywhere, especially in those tough spots. That's the Scott's advantage. So get Scott's Easy Seed today. And for you folks who like things tough, this just might change your mind. Visit scottseasyseed.com for $5 off your next purchase of Scott's Easy Seed.
The Home Depot has low prices on hanging baskets and container plants. There's a fresh idea for Mother's Day. Fresh blooming flowers that will last all season long, so you can fill Mom's heart with joy and her garden with color, all without emptying your pockets. Thanks to those vibrant hanging baskets and container plants that you picked up for such a great low price at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
This is a special rebroadcast of the Tigers-Blue Jays game from September 2002. Ernie Harwell's final calls as voice of the Tigers on 97.1 The Ticket.
Well, here we go. Another Tiger pitcher. It will be the situational left-hander, Mr. Jamie Walker, the Kansan, coming in to try to get that third out here in the eighth inning, but the Blue Jays on top now 1-0.
Well, I think Jamie's made a good statement, Ernie, since his latest recall, an ERA of 3.74, but there are not enough left-handers available, and I think Jamie could be with his ball club and make another good statement next year.
Well, he's going to face a tough man at the plate. It'll be Carlos Delgado. He had a double in the fourth inning, 1-for-3 for the three-swinging left-hander batting first baseman. Delgado's going to wait a little bit. He wants to move the umpire. The umpire out in the middle, Eric Cooper, wants to move him from the right field side of the infield over the left field side. Man on first, man on third. And the pitch from Jamie swung on and fouled away down below here. Stewart the man at third, and Wells the runner at first base. Blue Jays have broken the 0-0 deadlock with a run here. Here's a pitch. Big curve hit deep, but foul. Ooh, did he get a punch on that one? Hit it hard, but it's a long strike. Strike two on Delgado. What you going to give him now, Jim?
I would stay with the breaking ball, the slurve-type breaking ball, and away from him.
Mm-hmm. That one hung up a little close, didn't
yes,
it?
Yes, sir.
Man on first, man on third, 1-0 Blue Jays, eighth inning. Walker taking his time, checks his sign with Brandon Inge, ready to work again. And the pitch. Ooh, that one over his head. He hit the dirt in a hurry. I don't think Delgado's very happy about that. He started out toward the mound. He is restrained by the plate umpire Kellogg. He's pushing him back into the batter's box.
Talk about a low bridge.
Came right at the point of the helmet, and he got out in a hurry. That's the way Paul Richards used to tell his guys, don't fool around with moving around. Just hit the dirt as soon as you think that ball's going to be that way.
Now you need the breaking ball away from him.
Mm-hmm. 1-2, the count on Delgado. This will be a very interesting pitch right here, folks. Runners at first and third. Jamie Walker deals, and there's a swing and a foul. He threw him a curve toward the outside. 1-2, the count on him. Tigers had a big threat in the first half of this inning. Had a double by Monroe. He went to third on a single by Jackson, but they were left on the bases. The next three couldn't deliver. The Blue Jays have countered here. They've scored a run in the eighth inning to take a 1-0 lead. Now the set and the pitch he takes. It is a fastball, and it was almost in that strike zone. 2-2, he took a close one and got by with it. Now Delgado getting back in the batter's box. Walker looks in to get his sign. Here's the set, here's the pitch. He swings, and it's a high fly ball, deep right, way back, and it's going to be caught right at the fence by Monroe. He had about a foot to go before he hit the fence. And we go to the ninth inning. Toronto 1, the Tigers nothing.
It's surprising at first to discover that the Ram Heavy Duty Laramie Crew Cab has a refined side, the inside. An all-new interior that spoils you with some pretty darn sophisticated creature comforts. Your gear stows away nice and easy in the in-floor storage. The only feature like it in its class. The new Ram Heavy Duty even has Wi-Fi for when your work takes you away to places where a mobile office and the internet can make a big difference in getting the job done. It may actually take a while to get used to climbing in on a freezing morning and grabbing a leather-wrapped heated steering wheel. That's a lot of refinement. But go ahead. Spoil yourself. The all-new Ram Heavy Duty. Motor Trend's 2010 Truck of the Year. Visit ramtrucks.com. Ram.
Wi-Fi is a Mopar accessory. Your dealer can set you up with a subscription.
This is an urgent lawn desk alert. It's time to get things out in the open to stop shouldering the burden of falling short. Yes, most of us have experienced grass seed failure, including yours truly. That's why Scotts developed Turf Builder grass seed with WaterSmart. Turf Builder has Scotts WaterSmart coating that absorbs and releases water to keep the seed moist longer than uncoated seed, so it grows even if you miss a day of watering. And because the seed is Scott's very best, it gives you a thick green lawn season after season. No longer will you hide behind excuses. You'll proudly point out your newly grown grass to family and friends. Welcome each new blade into the world, individually. Maybe pass out cigars. Or you'll just stand before your magnificent new lawn, proud of your seeding success. Just do your strutting on the lawn. You and Scott's Turf Builder grass seed with WaterSmart. That concludes this Lawn Desk Alert. Scott's, the official lawn care company of Major League Baseball. Cool.
Here at the Genesee Brewery, we're excited to announce Jenny Light's new packaging. For insight from our number one fan, here is Chet Hamerton.
Chet Hamerton!
When I look at the new Jenny Light, first I notice all the blueness. Then I hear a little voice like,
"Hey, Chet, look at me. I'm just as cool on the inside as I am on the outside."
Is that normal?
Chet Hamerton!
Join Chet and grab the new look Jenny Light, available now in stores everywhere. Jenny Light, the official beer of Chet Hamerton.
Visit ChetHamerton.com. Genesee Brewing Company, Rochester, New York. Please drink responsibly.
Now back to a special rebroadcast of Ernie Hartwell's final game as Tigers announcer on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hang on, it's the ninth inning now, and this has been a beautiful battle. 1-0, Toronto in the lead, and the Blue Jays go to the bullpen. They'll bring in the veteran Kelvin Escobar, the right-hander, to try to hold off the Tigers in the final three.
But if I could, Ernie, mention that they put you on their wonderful video board here in center field. You got a standing ovation, and boy, I tell you, it's just been so deserving for you every place we have gone.
Thank you.
Kelvin Escobar, 37 saves. He's found a home as a closer. A great job for him this year. An ERA of 4.32, an opponent's batting average against of 2.48.
All right, it'll be Torres to lead it off. He's the leadoff man, assuming that regular role. Now he's 0-3 for the afternoon against the great starting pitcher, Holiday, who turned in a scintillating performance. No runs and two hits. They changed the hit that they had given to Jackson into an error for the shortstop, Berg. So if you're scoring, you might want to make that change. Two hits for Detroit instead of three. And the big right-hander deals. Here's a ball outside. Andres starting to bunt. He didn't offer on it. And it's a ball on him. Infante and Munson scheduled to follow in the ninth inning for the Tigers. And the set and the pitch, he takes a strike. 1-1 the count on him. None of these three hitters that scheduled to hit in this inning has a hit. Now, Escobar delivers. Here's a big slider that hits the strike zone. One ball, two strikes the count on him. Big guy from Venezuela. Coming through the Toronto system, Escobar delivers a fastball. It's low. And the count even 2-2. Tigers had their big threat in the eighth inning, but it went a glimmering. They couldn't push a man in. And then the Blue Jays come up the bat in the eighth, and they get a run. That's the story of this game here. Now Escobar to the set position waiting. Torres at the plate. Torres swings and misses. He struck him out. One up and one down in the ninth.
Well, we have a second. Ernie asked me to thank all of our hardworking folks behind the scenes. All of them put such great work in all year. We appreciate it. Dave Banks, Jeff Rieger, and Marty McCormick, our engineer, back at the station. Of course, Nick Mirabelli, Renee Bianchi, and Phil McCauley, our engineers at Comerica Park. We all appreciate your hard work, Ernie, Dan, and I. Thank you, gang.
Yep, we can't get on the air without those folks. Well, here is Infante. He is 0 for 3. Right-hander batting a shortstop. The Tigers down to their final two outs of the season. And the pitch is on the way. He pops one into right. Cruz is coming in. Going back is Hudson. And they collide, but the catch is made anyway.
Little miscommunication.
Well, it was Hudson who took it away from him. Well, folks, we're going to have to say goodbye to you. We'll do it when the game's over. No matter how long it lasts, if the Tigers tie to go extra innings, or if it ends here, we'll come out where they give the final score, we'll have a commercial break, and then we'll come back and say our goodbye. And we just want to thank you for sticking with us throughout the season. Now, the pitch to Munson is a strike. They're on their feet here at the Sky Dome now, hoping for the final out. Escobar delivers. He's outside on Eric. Eric is struck out twice. The middle time at bat, he bounced out to second base. A 1-0 contest. The home team, the Toronto Blue Jays, in the lead with two down in the ninth inning. And the set. Escobar delivers. There's a strike caught in above the knee. One ball, two strikes. The count on him. Outfield to left on Eric, trying to keep it going. Tigers trail 1-0. Big guy looks in to get his sign. He sets at the mound and delivers. There's a ball in the dirt. That'll make it 2-2. Close, brilliant game dominated by excellent pitching. Run scored by Toronto in the eighth inning. They lead it 1-0 in the ninth. 2-2 count on Eric Munson. And the set and the pitch. Swings and fouls it away up this way. And not quite. That would have been neat to get a foul ball. On the last time at bat, if it happens to be that way. Munson back in the batter's box waiting on another 2-2 delivery. Escobar looks him over, takes his time. Here's the set and the pitch. Swing and a foul. He's hanging in there. That one bouncing up into the field seats. So Holliday will be the winning pitch if it stays this way. And Marath will take a loss. It'll be a tough one to take, but that's the way it goes. Now Munson waits on the next one. 2-2 count. It's outside, and the count goes full. He's making him earn it. Eric steps out, takes a practice swing, getting back in. Now Kelvin Escobar has his sign. He's ready. He pitches. Swing and a foul. He got a piece of it right on the screen. Well, 55 years of ball one, strike one. I guess I can wait for another couple of pitches. Mr. Munson steps in again. 3-2 the count. 1-0 Toronto. Two down in the ninth inning. Here's the set and the pitch. And he walked him. Wow, he got a pretty good time at bat there, Jim.
terrific at bat. Kept the ball game alive, Ernie. And who knows with Carlos Pena, who's been a real welcome sight in a Tiger uniform this year.
Saw Carlos's family after the game last night, a great family. And they're very proud of this young man. I think he's going to be around for a long time and have a terrific career. We've enjoyed the hospitality of Toronto this weekend. It's a great city. And the folks of Michigan love coming up here. Now Pena at the bat. He swings. There's a high, long drive. Deep right. It's hooking. And it's going to be foul. He gave it a ride, but he pulled it foul. So Munson goes back to first base. Strike one, the count on Pena. Pena has bounced the first and twice bounced the shortstop. That was against the starting pitcher, Roy Halladay. Two down, one on, one nothing, Toronto. Now time call by umpire Kellogg at the plate. Escobar got the first two easily. Then he went to 3-2 and walked Munson. Pena takes. There's a strike. Got one around the letters. It's a strike. They're on their feet again here in Toronto at the Sky Dome. Outfield a little bit to left on Pena. Carlos digging in. Escobar delivers. He takes the ball in too close. One of my big thrills coming to Toronto was doing the All-Star game with Jerry Howard and Tom Cheek in 92. We had a big thrill there. And even bigger thrill, I addressed the baseball chapel, the stars of those two teams. And it was a big thrill for me. Now they set the pitch. Swing and a little foul out of play. And some of the big stars like Molitor and Joe Carter and Brett Butler. Reading from scripture and helping with the service. 1-2 the count. Two down, a man on. Well, Mr. Escobar trying to get that final out. Pena digging in, waiting. Here's the set, the pitch. Swing and a miss. And the Toronto Blue Jays win it, the final game of 2002. The final score, the Blue Jays 1 and the Tigers nothing.
So, you're going to get Mom something awful for Mother's Day again?
Think again, big brother. I'm going to get Mom something from ABC Warehouse.
ABC? That's where I'm going.
It's the ABC More for Mom sale. The best deals on the stuff Mom really wants.
I'm going to get Mom a Eureka bagless vacuum.
Oh, congratulations. But guess what? You're clueless. Mom wants a Sony TV.
Mom wants a Whirlpool built-in dishwasher.
Get real. Mom has you to do the dishes. She wants a Canon digital camera.
Toshiba portable DVD player.
Samsung digital camcorder.
Boys, boys.
Hi, Mom.
What I really want is... Oh, hi, Shelly.
Oh, right.
You got me a HD TV. My favorite daughter.
Oh, brother.
There's more for Mom this Mother's Day at ABC Warehouse. Let Mom know how special she is before someone else does.
Get a GE microwave oven with 10 power levels for just $57 or a Samsung Blu-ray disc player for only $169. Mom would love a Panasonic 42-inch 720p HD TV. It's sale priced to just $494, only at ABC Warehouse.
Wanted, Russ Dentico. He's wanted downriver and in surrounding communities for paying much more money for your trade. He was last seen at Gorno Ford. Find him and claim your reward at Gorno Ford in Woodhaven. Wanted, the dangerous duo of Dwayne Horton and Patrick Southward. Also wanted downriver and surrounding areas, giving the best deals ever to unsuspecting customers. Last seen at Gorno Ford in Woodhaven. Wanted, the ringleader, known far and wide for his great deals on the hottest Ford vehicles. You can find all of them at Gorno Ford in Woodhaven and claim your reward. More money for your trade and the best deals ever on the hottest Ford vehicles. Your reward is at Gorno Ford on Allen Road in Woodhaven between King and West Roads. Check them out on the web at GornoFord.com. The deals at Gorno Ford are so great, it should be a crime. Gorno Ford on Allen Road in Woodhaven. Online at GornoFord.com.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers price matching to get you the best price. Guaranteed. It's the Get Ready for Summer Sale. Now, a Valvoline standard oil change is just $19.99 with no shop fees. Plus, save $60 to $180 on four Goodyear or BF Goodrich tires after instant and mail-in rebates. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
You're listening to a special rebroadcast of Ernie Harwell's final game as voice of the Tigers on September 29, 2002 on 97.1 The Ticket.
The Tigers have just finished their 2002 season, and I've just finished my baseball broadcasting career, and it's time to say goodbye, but I think goodbyes are sad, and I'd much rather say hello. Hello to a new adventure. I'm not leaving, folks. I'll still be with you, living my life in Michigan, my home state, surrounded by family and friends. And rather than goodbye, please allow me to say thank you. Thank you for letting me be part of your family. Thank you for taking me with you to that cottage up north, to the beach, the picnic, your workplace, and your backyard. Thank you for sneaking your transistor under the pillow as you grew up loving the Tigers. Now, I might have been a small part of your life, but you've been a very large part of mine, and it's my privilege and honor to share with you the greatest game of all. Now, God has a new adventure for me, and I'm ready to move on. So I leave you with a deep sense of appreciation for your long-time loyalty and support. I thank you very much, and God bless all of you.
This copyright broadcast has been presented by the authority of the Detroit Tigers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Detroit Tigers. Detroit Tigers baseball originates from WXYT Detroit. This is the Detroit Tigers Baseball Network. You've been listening to 97.1 The Ticket's special rebroadcast of Ernie Harwell's final game. We'd like to thank Gorno Ford, Johnsonville, your Greater Detroit Toyota dealers, and the Detroit Tigers organization for making this broadcast possible. Ernie may no longer be with us, but his voice will live on in our memories. Every time we go to a Tigers game, see an old English D, or see a fan in the stands catch a foul ball and wonder if he was a young man from Petoskey. Ernie Harwell, you will be missed.
WXYT AM FM HD Digital.